Hello, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 19th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 4:57. 87. Now we are ready to start a new document, Joel. Short and very powerful. In this short document, we read about today's world events. First, let me comment on the name Joel. Joel, two different syllables. The first is a segment of the word originator, and that is eternal originator. And L is a simple L. Eloah, Elohim, it means mighty one or most powerful eternal originator. What a fantastic name that is used here to describe, not this man, but this man's name describes who Supreme is. He is eternal originator, and that is most powerful, which is vital for us to understand, too. Now, let's see what this man named Most Powerful Eternal Originator really has to tell us today. He was writing about the situations that we are facing right now. Let's start in Joel 1 and verse 1. Eternal originator. So the first thing he does is direct us to the one who was using him to make this presentation. It was just a short presentation, but it's very powerful. Eternal originator statement. That was to a genius, mighty one's son, mighty originator. Now, they all tended to have names that were very descriptive of Supreme. And we have not necessarily understood them. But I like to see them translated correctly. Verse 2. Elders, you must heed this. Now, he's not talking about old people when he says elders. He's talking about the leaders or misleaders of the people. All you inhabiting the land, all the people, yeah, you must listen. Heed and listen. So this was a powerful writing that you and I must heed. And we must listen. And I would say, translate that into read, okay? Because he was speaking to them, but he wrote this down for us. Has this occurred in your days or in the days of your papas? No, there's never been anything like this right now today. We are in a horrible, extremely critical time of world events. Verse 3, you must tell your sons about it for their sons and their sons too, for the generation after. This is for the next 1,000 years, we're going to, those of us who survive, are going to tell our children just how bad this 6,000 years has been. Verse 4, he's explaining the times that we are in. The locust, that's an insect that covers an area and devours the vegetation. The locust devours the last instar's leaving. So the locust is going to eat whatever the previous stage of this locust was that it had left. The first instar devours the locust leavings. So it keeps repeating here. Things getting worse and worse and worse and worse. The caterpillar devours the first instar's leavings. Verse 5, intoxicated ones, you must sober up. You must wake up. He's talking about our intoxication, all of us, by demons. He's not talking about alcohol. He's talking about the evil spirits. Very interesting we use that name, spirits, for both. All of you wine drinkers, I know a lot of you intoxicated people don't drink. You will wail over new wine that has been eliminated from your mouth. So this is going to be a time of misery, of suffering, and terrible, horrible, evil. Verse 6, an ethnic group will go up on my land. See, these are an outside people, and they're causing problems right now through the nations of Israel. And we don't even recognize who the nations of Israel are. Well, I know the Latter-day Saints do, but no, people don't. So an ethnic group will go up on my land. I've heard reports today about these things, where they say now 250,000 young girls have been raped. Numerous, innumerable. That's a huge number. His teeth are lion's teeth. His incisors are a lioness. Incisors, that would, you know, be sort of the ellipsis there of this statement. He put my vine to terror. He's talking about these demons and these people they're influencing, attacking Judah and Israel. He put my vine to terror and my fig tree to fragmenting. He stripped her bare. He threw her aside. Her branches have been whitened. That's the end, isn't it? Verse 8, you lament like a virgin, sackcloth clothed. For the Lord. Why are we so dumbfounded by the Lord? That's Baal of her youth. Yeah, I was involved with the Lord when I was young. I sure have expunged that from my expressions. Verse 9. Grain has been eliminated from originator's place. That's talking about the grain presentation. Worship service, assisting originator, mourn. He's speaking in the times of the temple. And what is the temple? Now, that, there is no temple now, but there is a temple now. Now, this isn't double talk. I'm speaking that temple, which was a basic, solid structure, is not the temple now. The temple now is humans. Maybe 20,000 men, women, and children who are pleasing him. Verse 10, a field is devastated. Earth mourns. It's a terrible time worldwide. It is devastated. Grain shrivels, oil fails. Now we think of oil that is failing right now in the middle. Well, we call it the Middle East. It's sort of a dumb thing when it's the Southwest, but let's leave it. Oil fails, but this was talking about olive oil. This was not even talking about this stuff we suck out of the ground. Verse 11, farmers are ashamed. That was the type of what we're facing. See, farmers are ashamed. This agrarian no longer succeeds. The agrarian society doesn't exist. And vine tenders wail over wheats and barleys. Fields harvest perishes. Verse 12, the vine withers, the fig tree droops. We used to have a fig tree. Our son and our daughter gave it to us. And I cannot imagine a fig tree drooping, but even right now, if I could see it, maybe it would be drooping. I don't know. Pomegranate, date palm, and apple, all these fruits, all the fields, trees wither. We cannot understand how scarce food will be in the very near future. Cheerfulness has withered from earthling sons. Yeah, they're just nothing to be happy about. Verse 13, you religious leaders. I don't like that term. I think we ought to call them misleaders. Is that okay with you? Because these people are totally misleading. They are not leaders in the right sense. You religious misleaders will dress and wail. So they're going to be punished severely because they have been doing the job of misleading the people. You assisting at the platform will yell. You will come spend the night in sackcloth. You assisting my most powerful. He withheld grain and drink from our mighty one's place. Verse 14, you must designate an abstinence. You know, I know what we call a fast is doing without food, although I'm not sure that anybody fasts anymore. I like to leave fasting as a medical term, and I like to think of abstinence when there's no food, no water. You must call an assembly. You must gather elders. It's not older people. That's the ones who are the real leaders. All inhabitants of the land. To eternal originator, your most powerful place. You must cry to eternal originator. Do we? Do we even know he's eternal originator? Well, if you read the Moffat translation, you'll know that. But I don't see anybody else even translates his name correctly. Not in American English, you know. Verse 15, alas for the day. That's today, now, in these days and weeks and months and years immediately ahead of us. We're in for some terrible, horrible times that will be the worst in human history. Alas for the day, eternal originator's day is near. That is the day he will reappear on this earth. And as the all-powerful world leader, he comes as the havoc from my destroyer, infinite, dynamic, self-sufficient, rainmaker, food source. So he is the one who will bring all the punishment to rid us of the demonism that we have embraced. It is really sad how deeply involved we are with the demons. I'm just checking to see what this is here. As I translate it here, it should be perhaps more correctly, as habit from destroyer, infinite, dynamic, self-sufficient, rainmaker, food source. That's the phonetic word Shaddai, often used by the earliest writers of the old. Verse 16, is not food cut off before our eyes? I don't even think we realize how much this is happening right now. Happiness and joy from our most powerful place. Verse 17, seeds shrivel under their spade. I don't think I got that quite right either. Yeah, it's not their spade. That's why. Under their clods. That is clods of earth. Storehouses are desolate. Granaries have been ruined. Grain withers. Verse 18. How an animal groans. Even the animals are suffering. Herds of cattle are perplexed. No pastures for them. Flocks of the small cattle are injured. Eternal. Verse 19. Eternal originator, I call to you. These are the words of Joel speaking on behalf of us thousands of years later. Blaze devours desert oases. Flame sets on fire all the fields, trees. Verse 20, fields, cattle long for you. Streams of waters dried up. Blaze withers desert oases. So even the desert reaches into its oasis and destroys it. Now I think we have come to the end of this chapter, so I'll do the next chapter next time. Meanwhile, let me just say we must flee idolatry, immorality, lying, coveting, stealing. That's what got us into this predicament. Yeah, it's our own doing. Our own doing is our undoing. We must be being renovated. Totally changed, totally converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.